The AccuWeather forecast, plenty of sunshine, high today near 60. A Doverman's plea agreement to charges in a western Racine County home invasion during which a man's throat was slit does not end the case, but instead it's just part one of a two-part court process. Ronald Kane's mental health is part of the equation, and on June the 8th, a trial is going to be held before retiring Judge John Jude to determine if the 29-year-old should go to prison or to a state mental health facility. Kane's accused of breaking into a home in the town of Dover about 15 months ago, severely cutting the throat of a 58-year-old man. The no-contest plea is for attempted first-degree intentional homicide and armed burglary. Kane remains in the Racine County Jail. The Mount Pleasant COP house on Mead Street now has four laptop computers available for neighborhood use, thanks to a $2,000 grant from the First Weber Foundation. COP officer Matt Brohoska telling village board members this week the laptops can be used by area students to help them with their homework. John Crimmings, the general sales manager for the First Weber office in Racine, says they like what's happening in that lakeside neighborhood.
This is the type of thing that we are very, very proud to be a part of. We very much value the work that Matt has done in that community, and just a casual drive down that neighborhood now is entirely different than it was 5 or 6 years ago, so you're doing a great stuff.
Officer Prohaska saying the laptops were chosen because they could be used throughout the building and for a variety of projects, including the Racine Literacy Council approaching him about offering computer training classes at that COP house. State of Wisconsin with a 50% increase in the number of deer that tested positive for chronic wasting disease last year. The head of a conservation group says that is shocking. Whitetail's Unlimited president Jeff Shinkin says it seems like people have had their heads in the sand about this brain disease.
When it first hit, it was top priority and it was all hands on deck and it was getting attention and funding and everything else. Then as the years went by, people got sick of talking about it and hearing about it.
CWD first showing up in the state in 2002 in just a few counties. Near Madison. Now the DNR says more than half the counties in the state are affected, including in the southeast region. The Racine Unified School District hires an outside professional survey company, revamps the online customer satisfaction questionnaire, making it shorter, but it's still going to provide valued input from school families.
The survey seeks responses from strongly agree to strongly disagree on issues like cleanliness of a child's school, its safety, necessary supplies and equipment, and the effective leadership of the school's principal, as well as superintendent. Attendant Lolly Haas. There are also issues of communication to and from the district, and you can explain what's working well at your child's school and what can be improved. The survey is available at rusd.org.
A silver alert continues for a missing woman from the Kenosha County town of Salem. 88-year-old Lorraine Miller was seen about 7 o'clock Thursday morning walking southbound along 235th Avenue. She's white, about 4'8" and roughly 105 pounds, has gray shoulder-length hair. The Silver Alert notification says she was wearing a tan coat at the time of her disappearance. Anybody observing an older woman with this description is urged to contact the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department or the nearest law enforcement agency. Fire last night in Kenosha did a significant amount of damage to an auto body repair shop at 2728 52nd Street, smoke prompting closure of the road in that immediate area. Firefighters dispatched after 7 o'clock to Jose's Auto Repair. Reports were flames and smoke were showing quite noticeably. First arriving sheriff's deputy said, yep, that's what was happening. On-scene reports had portions of the building, which had at least a couple of vehicles inside, actually falling apart as firefighters used their high-pressure hoses. Cause of that fire, under investigation. Border security and America's heroin epidemic and the impact on heroin and prescription opioids in Wisconsin. Subject of a field hearing today in Pewaukee, U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee is meeting. The panel is chaired by Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson. Democrat Tammy Baldwin is also on the group. Earlier this week, the Racine County Board got an update on the heroin and opioid problem locally. Sheriff Christopher Smaling saying that at this point, his department is seeing a steady increase in the heroin use related to crimes, and the problem is growing all across the country.
You tend to think about a real deep inner city problem and back alleys and gutters. It affects a lot of people, and it happens quick. So what we need to do as a community, in my opinion, is educate. Get the information out there. We need parents talking to their children. We need grandparents talking to their grandchildren. We need people to embrace what we have going on here. Otherwise, it's just going to spiral out of control. I can tell you, I cannot arrest our way out of this problem.
Several state and national experts are testifying at that hearing this afternoon. It's at the Waukesha County Technical College. Hiring two crime prevention officers and his efforts towards suicide prevention among police officers, two of the accomplishments retiring Kenosha Police Chief John Morrissey cites among his 8 years at the helm. Morrissey telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio that he was struck by two officer suicides within a month's time back in 2010. He also noted the many positives of Neighborhood Watch, and the groups have grown from 20 to almost 200 today.
Community involvement is the number one crime prevention tactic that we'll always have, other than physically maybe having a cop standing on every street corner.
Morrissey spent 27 years on the Kenosha Police Force, the last eight as chief. Deputy Chief Daniel Muskinis will be taking over next week. The Volunteer Center of Racine County is recognizing a dozen people at its 14th Annual Recognition Awards Luncheon. It's taking place at the Architect Hotel and Conference Center on Washington Avenue east of Case High School. The list of winners include Walter Ott, Jim Wardrip, Mike Frontier, Emily Papara, Jim Dibler, Eileen Martino, Kathleen Bialecki, Ralph Malicki, Jaden Jaramillo, Alan Winter, Richard Fear, and Hannah Van Sloten, in addition to the individual awards Incinerator gets the corporate volunteer honor. One-time Kenosha police officer Kyle Bars pleads guilty to felony misconduct and public office allegations. He's accused of planting evidence at a home in connection with a murder investigation, including a bullet that did not match the gun used to kill Anthony Edwards 2 years ago. Bars later resigned from the force prior to facing disciplinary action. Sentencing is scheduled for June 1st, Bars potentially facing up to 18 months in prison. The first in a series of public information meetings on the city of Racine's move toward solid waste collection carts next year, drawing maybe a dozen people to frat school last night. More than a few, though, not convinced this is a good idea. They talked with DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen, Assistant Commissioner Tom Eag, and Bill Fulstrom, the Superintendent of Streets, Solid Waste and Bridges. Yalen discussing with more than one person the alley pickup scenario. The feedback at these meetings is going to help to determine just how to approach the alley issue, noting that the new trucks will not be able to maneuver in those alleys.
Fully automating the alleys and pushing the alley pickups out to the streets and doing it, I will tell you, that day will come.
I can understand. It's a change of times.
We got to go.
Think it's safety as far as it's people's vehicles. Is there a chance they may get damaged with the arm? Because people don't use a lot of common sense nowadays.
The change to 95-gallon carts for the automatic trash collection next year will also mean creating a separate bulky waste process. The Eco Justice Center in Caledonia still needs a full-time executive director, that after the resignation of Allison Thielen recently, but for the time being, Katie Kirby is going to fill that role. The Indiana native joining the center about 4 years ago as a volunteer. The board for the EJC still has a committee that's been tasked to find a new permanent director by this fall. The Racine Dominicans founded the Eco Justice Center back in 2004. It's at a farm site off Michener Road that they purchased from the late Dennis Cornwolf and his wife next to Cliffside Park. Wisconsin's unemployment rate moving to 4.5% in March. That is down 0.1% from February. And DNA and genealogy, the subject of an April 20th workshop at the Genealogical Society in Burlington, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Gateway Building, Room 100 on McKenna Parkway, just past Burlington High School. For more information, call 262-634-8815 or just Google their website. The Kenosha City Council just authorized it a few days ago, and now Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schrader has granted a temporary injunction to that land deal worked out between the Village of Summers and the Town of Paris for I-94 property development. Joining the city in its legal effort, Vicki and Joel Kolnick, they attended the council meeting this week, joined in the applause for the unanimous vote of the council to take the issue to court. They would be moved into Summers from Paris with this deal, and they don't want it. Judge Schrader's order keeps the ordinance for the land agreement unpublished, at least for the time being. Meanwhile, all the governing bodies were to schedule to meet at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol, including Mayor-elect John Antaramian. 20 years in prison, then 6 years of supervised release. That is the sentence from Racine County Judge Michael Piontek for Gerald Lee Ballmaster of Rochester for molesting a 9-year-old boy he'd been babysitting about 6 years ago. Ballmaster is going to have to register as a sex offender. He's also prohibited from any contact with children unless approved by his parole agent. Taken into consideration, his plea agreement with charges against Baumeister, allegedly for burning an infant with a lighter, having an ongoing sexual relationship with the baby's mother, a juvenile, and sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl. Final meeting of the Racine Unified School Board with its current membership is next Monday, an action-packed agenda highlighted by the proposed purchase of the Sportsplex in Sturtevant, administration proposing to convert part of that complex into new space for the real school. Monday, April 25th, the newly elected school board members will be sworn in by Racine County Judge David Paulson. Students from Racine Unified's Mitchell and McKinley Middle Schools, joining others this morning from Milwaukee Area Schools, for a Junior Achievement Tax Day event at the Coles Education Center in Milwaukee. Second straight year for the JA Literacy Month event, the students learning how to fill out a tax form 1040 and then submit it to the IRS, along with other financial planning strategies. And Governor Walker says he's open to new ways of dealing with chronic wasting disease in the state. That following a report, over 9% of the tests on deer last year came back positive.
We take it very seriously. As a hunter myself, I want a healthy population and a good harvest here in the state of Wisconsin. That's something we're committed to.
Several Democratic lawmakers accusing the DNR of failing to acknowledge just how serious the CWD threat has become and that swift action is needed. The Racine Unified School District is going to be joining the Ford Next Generation Learning National Network of Schools that will focus in on helping students get ready for college and professional success. A release from Racine Unified notes the district worked with the Ford Group to design the master plan for the Career Academies program that's being rolled out this fall. And it quotes Superintendent Lolly Haas saying it's an honor to join the Ford NGL community and that Racine Unified will be fortunate to benefit from this partnership. The Racine Teachers Union putting out a statement of its own to the district's release on the partnership. President Aaron Ike noting much work still needs to be done to make sure the additional resources lead to a real and long-term positive impact. Public safety dispatchers are an invaluable part of the emergency response effort all across Racine County. They're being honored this week. It's National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. The Ives Grove Communication Center handles police, fire, and EMS services for all of Racine County, except for the city of Burlington. Director Jackie Brott says it's not for everybody, this job. Many find out that during the training process, they don't quite make it.
Our training process is quite grueling and quite time-consuming, so it becomes apparent throughout the course of those events that, you know, this job, this type of job is not for everybody, and a lot of people can recognize that early on.
I mean, she adds that people might be actually surprised by the vast array of calls the dispatchers handle in the course of their work shift.
In any given day or hour, for that matter, you know, you can take a call from a citizen who needs assistance as far as who to contact to get a police report. And the second you hang up with that call, you're answering a call where you need to walk somebody through CPR because they just found a family member who's not breathing.
She notes Racine County's dispatch center handles over 350,000 calls every year. And Assembly Democratic leader Peter Barkas received a commitment from Governor Walker that a member of his administration will attend future meetings of the County Veterans Services Officers of Wisconsin. At the spring get-together in Kenosha last week, Barkas learned that nobody from the administration had been attending those semi-annual meetings for the past 3 years. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.